You are listening to the She Runs the Show podcast with Cassandra Vaughn, episode 340, the solo series.
I don't know what you heard, but she runs the show.
Are you ready to say goodbye to distraction, analysis paralysis, and shiny object syndrome and say hello to laser-focused, consistent, daily, massive action, DMA? If you said yes, check out my online course, the Daily Massive Action Masterclass. In this course, you will learn my daily massive action system that you can use to plan, prioritize, and take consistent daily massive action on your biggest life goals. If being consistent is something you struggle with, this course is definitely for you. Learn more by going to CassandraVaughn.com/DMA Masterclass. Again, learn more about the Daily Massive Action Masterclass by going to CassandraVaughn.com/DMA Masterclass. Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the She Runs the Show podcast. Cassandra Vaughn with you here, episode 340, How to Make 2024 Your Most Fulfilling Year Yet. Fulfilling being the operative word. You know, when we start a brand new year, there's so much focus on goal setting and goal getting and achievement, accomplishment, go, 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 make it happen, do it this year, New Year's resolutions. It feels so masculine. It feels so like, you know, climb the mountain. It feels so much like striving. And there is value in leveling up on all levels. There is value in going for more. There is value in setting tangible goals that push you out of comfort zones, that send you into a place where you have got to grow as a person to get to where you want to be. Of course there is. And it is really, really mission critical before you decide what things you're going to strive for, that you get really tuned in to what's worthy of your striving. I want you to hear that. What is worthy of your striving? Because sometimes I think we look at goals like shiny objects and we think, man, I just want to go for this and that and this and that and this and that. And we do not stop and we don't say to ourselves, in my life, in this season of my life right now, what is worth my time, energy, and focus? What is worth my going for? What is worthy of me in terms of my pursuit? You know, it is so easy in life to pursue all of these things that other people tell you to go after, only to wake up one day with all of these trophies and all of these accolades and all of these, you know, letters behind your name or before your name. And you just look at all of it and you go, I don't feel any different. I don't feel any different. I don't feel, you know, Entrepreneur of the Year, Forbes list, you know, the top 40 under 40, 30 under 30. I mean, there are all these lists. There are all these lists. In 2024, I want to ask you to look at things a little bit differently. Before you go into goals and metrics and climbing the ladder to your next level of success, I would love it if you would pause and really come from a place of, what fulfills me? What would make 2024 the most fulfilling year I have ever lived on this planet? You know, I posted a little discussion about it on Instagram, and the quote, and I don't know who said this, but the quote said, what you're looking for is not out there, it's in you. And that really hit me. What you're looking for is not out there, it's in you. And it made me really think about, why is it that for so much of our lives as young adults, we strive to prove things to ourselves, to other people, but even when we're proving things to ourselves, it's coming from this very externalized state of like, I want to show myself that I can do that thing. But then we're going after that thing, never having stopped and said, wait a second. It's a given that I can go get that thing. I can do that thing. I can achieve that thing. Do I really want to? Like, does that feel like the most fulfilling thing I could do in my 20s, in my 30s, in my 40s? And so when we talk today about how do you make 2024 your most fulfilling year yet, I want to start off this premise. that fulfillment is an internal compass defined by your personal satisfaction meter. What is satisfying in your life? What would you like satisfaction to look and feel like in your life? What are your deepest desires in this season of your life? You know, sometimes your deepest desire in a given season is peace and quiet. Sometimes your deepest desire is a brand new house. Sometimes your deepest desire is like yoga 3 times a week. Sometimes your deepest desire is to pay off all of your debt. Sometimes your deepest desire is to get a puppy. Right now, in this season of your life, what are your deepest desires? Make sure you're paying closer attention to those, to your desires, than you are to other people's expectations. Because at the end of the day, if you live your life on the hamster wheel of meeting other people's expectations, when you stop running, you will look back and realize that all of that time, all of that energy, all of that focus was wasted because you achieved a whole bunch of things other people expected and demanded of you, but nothing that you truly wanted and deeply desired for yourself. That is no way to live. So when we ask the question, how do we make 2024 the most fulfilling year yet? Here are some of the things I want you to think through and really work through in your own life. The first thing you've got to do to make 2024 your most fulfilling year yet is, number one, you have to ask yourself, what do I deeply desire this year? And answer it truthfully, authentically, vulnerably, and wholeheartedly. When I sat with this question for myself in 2024, the very first thing that came up for me when I said to myself, what do I deeply desire this year? It was, I want my body back. That is the first thing that came to mind, which is why in 2024, it is also my number one goal. Now, we are early in 2024, and I can tell you already the thing that I'm having to figure out over the next couple of weeks is, how do I go from saying that getting my fit body back is my number one goal to translating that into transforming my schedule every single day and making sure that my daily schedule reflects back to me that desire and the achievement of that desire? That's a work in progress for me. But when I sat with the question, what do I deeply desire this year? It wasn't a certain revenue number in my business. It wasn't, you know, like even with the fertility stuff, yes, I would love another baby, but the fit body is still on top. It's still number one. It's still, I want to be able to carry a baby feeling really good in my body. So getting my body back is number one on my list. When I ask myself, what do I deeply desire this year? If I'm speaking truthfully and wholeheartedly to myself, part of me, when I first got that answer, thought it should be to want a baby, Cass, because like you're getting old, right? It should be, baby should be on top. And I said, and all of me just responded back, no, it's getting my body back. And so I'm going to ask you this question. What do you deeply desire this year? It doesn't have to be reasonable. The answer doesn't have to make sense. Step number one is to answer authentically. What do I deeply desire this year? Answer and write the answer down. Step number two to making 2024 your most fulfilling year yet is, even if your answer doesn't make sense, immediately begin designing your year around that. So one of the things that I said is, I really want my body back. There are two things that, having been a personal trainer in a former life, that I know I'm going to have to do to get my body back, especially in my 40s. The first one is meal prep, period. Like meal prep, that is it. It has to be done. Second thing is workouts, and more than one workout a day. And one of those workouts has to be weightlifting. And depending on where I am in my cycle, because fertility is still a goal, I've got to moderate my workouts because I can no longer work out like a fiend and you know, spike my cortisol the way that I did in my 20s and 30s. So for me, I understand that if I'm saying that the number one thing I deeply desire in 2024 is to get my body back, if I am saying that it's time for me to design my year around that, guess what that means? That means that my business has to operate around my workout and eating. And not what I've been doing for the last 5 to 6 years is my workout and eating operating in response to the hours I put into my business. That's a major mindset shift for me. So in creating your most fulfilling year, the first thing you've got to do is answer the question, what do I deeply desire this year? The second thing you've got to do, which will take longer, is take whatever answer you got and then design your year, your day, your week, your month, your life around building into that answer. Then step number three to make 2024 your most fulfilling year yet is this: determine what habits, behaviors, thoughts, and actions will move you to that deep desire with ease. Now the key piece of that is to do all of that behavior, habit, thought, action, design, so that you're doing all of those things with ease. Ease is the operative term there. And then the fourth thing you've got to do to make 2024 your most fulfilling year yet is this: leave every other thing as an optional goal, not a mandatory destination. Let me say that again. Yes, you might have other goals. Yes, there, of course, if you are a business owner, there are business goals that must be attended to. But when you've answered the question, what do I deeply desire this year? And you authentically answer it, and then you design your year around it, and then you decide what habits, behaviors, thoughts, and actions will move you into that deep desire with ease. Now you've got to leave every other goal as an optional goal, not a mandatory destination, which means if you get to the end of 2024 and you've achieved what you deeply desire, but everything else kind of was wonky on the wayside, you got to be good with that too. Got to be good with both. So I say all of this to come back to the quote that I began this episode with. What you're looking for is not out there, it's in you. What you're looking for really is not outside of you. It really isn't. It is in you. And if you are not happy with what you see in the mirror, I want to be super clear. Sometimes we think we're unhappy with ourselves because we're unhappy with the results that we're getting. We don't like the money in the bank account. We don't like the FICO score. We don't like the gene size. We don't like, you know, who our friends are. I mean, all this external stuff. Here's the real big core issue that you've got to tackle to handle all of those in one blow. Are you happy with you? Are you in love with you? Are you rooting for yourself? Are you in communion with you? Can you spend time with you and feel satisfied and fulfilled with you? Can you look in the mirror and love what you see, even if it isn't where you wanted that version of you to be? See, if the answer is no, if the answer is I look in the mirror and I don't love what I see, or I look in the mirror and all I can do is judge myself, all I can do is criticize myself, then I'm going to come back right to this quote. What you're looking for is not out there, it's in you. So the work of 2024 is not to achieve all of these arbitrary, externally motivated things that you think are going to make you feel better about you. The goal is to feel better about you first, and then with ease, you pursue the external things. It always works that way. Like, you can achieve things and feel really crappy about yourself, but number one, the achievement won't feel good because you feel really crappy about yourself. And number two, you may not even get the achievement because you feel crappy about yourself and you don't feel you deserve to achieve the thing. So either way, one way or another, you have to bring it back to you. You have to come back to, who am I? Who do I want to be? How do I want to show up in the world? And how do I learn to love myself exactly as I am, right where I am, even if I'm not happy about where that is? That's your work. So if you want to make 2024 your most fulfilling year yet, remember, fulfillment is an internal compass that is defined by your personal satisfaction meter. Stop paying attention to other people's expectations, and in 2024, put your full focus on your deep desires. What do I deeply desire this year? What do I deeply desire? And even if the answer that comes to you doesn't make sense, still trust yourself and go with it. And leave every other goal as an optional goal, not a mandatory destination. All right, everybody. Remember, what you're looking for is not out there. It's in you. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the She Runs the Show podcast. As always, please share this episode with someone you know could really benefit from hearing it. And I so look forward to talking to you on the next episode of She Runs the Show.